for the birds. A 911 fanfic. Written by KOW2. Read by
God of Laundry Baskets as Bobby.
And Black Glass as Buck. You good?
Yes. Are you?
Yep. Just checking.
All right, then. Have a good day.
Smiley face. You good?
Yes. Are you under the impression that I'm not?
Nope. Just making sure.
Okay. See you for lunch.
Smiley face, smiley face. You good?
Do you need to talk?
Nope. Just need an answer.
I am doing all right.
Just all right? What's wrong?
Nothing. I meant I am doing good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is technically incorrect grammar.
Well, I'm technically sure that's not a complete sentence.
Sentence.
I'm going to allow that.
My morning is free if you would like to get an early lunch.
That's called brunch, and that sounds fire. Yes, please.
Fire?
I know you know what that means. You have two children.
I have three, and it's just as fun annoying you as it is with May and Harry.
I will cry if you ever say I have three kids again.
Crying is good for the soul. I'm simply stating the truth.
Stop it!
No. Meet in half an hour?
How about 10 minutes? Because I will die if I don't get a hug soon.
What did I say about the dying jokes?
I'm gonna die, and that's gonna be the last thing you said to me.
Good Lord, please stop. I will be over there soon.
Heart.
Heart.
You good?
Is there a hidden meaning to this text that I'm missing?
No, I just need to know.
I am good. Can I ask why you need to know?
You always ask how I'm doing. Why can't I ask you?
Fair. You can talk to me, though, if you need something more.
It's a mess.
What is?
My thoughts. They're all a mess up in my head.
It doesn't have to make perfect sense. Sometimes letting the words spill out helps you get to the ones that are stuck in your throat.
You sound like Eddie when he's trying to channel Frank.
I can't just sound like Frank.
No, he's his own person.
Well, did it help?
I'll have to ponder over it.
You mean stew in isolation on your new couch, as you feel guilty over things you have no need to feel guilty about.
Maddie, is that you?
I have to say, I'm not very fond of your new couch.
Yeah, you and everybody on this planet except my mom.
Good morning. I'm on a 24-hour shift today. This is my text that all is well, and it will also be well tomorrow, too. Heart.
It's your fault I'm crying this early. But thanks. Heart. You good?
Effervescent. The morning has been idyllic. The mellifluous song of the birds outside was extremely apt as I partook in the opulence of cooking a 3-cheese omelet.
So you're the one who stole my dictionary.
U-apostrophe-R-E. And yes, many of these words are highlighted, but I'm very curious about the word sibilant.
It's a funky word. Like when you s, you're being sibilant. Or when the cat that's illegally living on the balcony above me drops onto my patio in the middle of the night and hisses loud enough for me to think the Grim Reaper's come to get me, and he's being a major bitch about it. That's sibilant.
https://hobbyhelp.com/inspiration/list-of-hobbies.
I've never been more offended in my life.
Please make a list of your 5 favorites, and we will gather the necessary materials for one of them tomorrow. Happy face.
You good? Answer. Just answer, please, I'm begging.
I am good. Please calm down. I would like to lightly point out it's 4 in the morning as well.
Oh. Sorry.
Unaccepted, because there is no need for it. Would you like to talk?
You mean later?
I mean, whenever the need arises.
Okay. Can it be now, or?
Of course. Just give me 5 minutes to sneak past Athena and to get to the kitchen.
She's part cat. She's probably already awake. My man, did you escape?
You were right. She says good morning, and she loves you. Then she'll come over around 2.
Well, if that's all then.
No, it's not. Let's talk on the phone.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. You good?
Yes. Would you like to see a video of Chimney tackling Gravy because he ate the last of the peanut butter brownies you brought?
Yes, I would.
Link sent.
Life is good. Smiley face.
It sure is. Do you have time to make more, though? He was almost in tears.
I have all the time in the world right now. I'll bring some in like 3 hours.
If we are on a call, please leave them on the kitchen counter. And if you would, please tidy the cabinets as well. Jim's been on shelf duty since you've been on leave, and he refuses to use a step stool. He's been throwing boxes in the cabinets like he's playing basketball.
Why have you been keeping this a secret?
It's not a secret.
God, I'm never gonna let him live this down.
That's very mature of you. I am off break now. See you for dinner.
Go fight fires. See you.
Early morning. I start work at 4, so I will say all is well now. All will be well later, too. Please send proof you went outside today. That does not mean going straight from your apartment to Eddie's, and I have told him this. It's supposed to be 64 and sunny. Heart.
How dare you force my own partner to betray me?
I am not sorry. Why are you awake at this hour?
The sleepiness did not come. Watching Dance Moms right now. Are you calling Maddie? Please don't call Maddie. You good?
Yes, I am. But this is new. It's night.
I think my mind's gone to England. I've been sleeping during the day instead. Also, do you think that's a sign?
What is a sign?
That I should go to England, because my mind's there.
No, absolutely not. Please don't make any rash decisions. And close your computer so you are not tempted to buy a plane ticket.
How did you know I was on there?
I've been granted a small bundle of omnipotence by God since you've been in a coma. It's for a limited time. Please don't make me have to pray for more.
Okay, that's kind of sick, though. Do you have to be Catholic to get that? Or can I just make my case while kneeling at my bed or something?
Absolutely not.
Because I have to be religious?
Because I have asked God to bar you from getting it.
Why would you do that?
Because you would go mad with power, and it would be very hard to stop you.
Athena could stop me.
She's very busy.
Yeah, true.
How awake are you?
Awake enough that I'm contemplating a marathon of those Marvel movies, so Chim can stop making fun of me for how little I know.
Do you know who Batman is?
He's the bat guy. Grumpy.
That's all you need to know. I'll come over, and we can watch something with a little more depth.
I feel like that's a burn on Marvel.
It is. You've ever seen Field of Dreams?
No, but I know it's about baseball, because the field is on Eddie's bucket list. I'd watch that.
Good, because we are. Be there in 20.
Smiley face. You good?
I'm good. Are you good?
Great.
Wonderful to hear. Heart.
Heart. You good? I would appreciate it if you were, because you're my emergency contact, and mayhaps I will need that. Think the chances are slim, though.
What? What does that mean?
Oh, you found the caps lock, did you?
Respond!
Going on a run.
Good Lord, kid, I almost had a heart attack.
Sorry, I can't understand that. You didn't use any punctuation.
Contradictory. I would like a minute to gather my breath. Do not do anything!
I did hear what you just said, but I'm going to keep tying my shoes anyway, thanks.
All right. Start over. I'm assuming this means you have been cleared to exercise by your doctor.
Actually, Dr. Lady gave me all clear a week ago.
A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y. I know she's a woman. Congratulations. Is there a reason you waited this long?
I don't feel like my ribs are melting to the inside of my skin anymore.
Vivid description. I am happy for you, though. Would you like a jogging partner? Just give me half an hour.
Thank God. I was really hoping that first text was going to be enough. Didn't want to legit give you a heart attack, lol.
Sad face.
Please come. I am sorry for the stress I have caused this morning.
Caused. 20 minutes. Do some warm-ups. I'll bet $5 you can't run faster than me.
You know you have never won once, right?
I think the universe is going to grant me the title today.
Right. So because I died and went through a coma, you're going to knock me down even more by challenging me to a race and then beating me.
I'm simply seizing the opportunity that has been placed in front of me. You would too.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
See you soon.
Smiley face.
Are you well?
Yes? This is ominous that our places have been switched. What's wrong?
I would like to visit a cemetery.
Okay. Like, just whichever one is near us, or...
I'm not fond of the way you use punctuation.
Not really fond of the way you seem to have grown an obsession with graves either. But here we are. I'm sorry, but I promised Mads I wouldn't do anything stupid, and I think that includes grave robbing.
Please stop typing. Let me explain.
Better be a good explanation.
Exasperated face.
Okay, I'm listening.
I would like to visit my dad's grave in Minnesota. According to Athena, it would be better if I didn't make the trip alone. Also, driving sucks. I'm in no way forcing you to come with me. I'm merely asking. I think you're the only one who could make the trip easier, in a way. Is that too much?
What the fuck, man?
So, it's too much.
It's not. Just don't know how you trust me with things like this sometimes. But of course I'm coming.
It's unacceptable you still think like that. We can work on that in the car.
When are we leaving? We can go now. I've got Spotify Premium and Josh's stupid Sudoku.
I think we may need a couple more things.
You've seen the inside of my Jeep, right? I still keep it packed like the apocalypse is going to come at any moment.
Still, why do you do that?
It's a habit. 2012 Mayan calendar end was a pivotal point in my life.
I'm going to move past that for now. Do you have a spare tire?
Duh.
Do you have goldfish?
The little mini packets that come in those snack pack big box.
Are they the Parmesan kind?
No, they're the flavor blasted extra cheese.
Okay. And we have to make at least one stop before heading out.
Picky?
Contradictory. Is it possible we could leave today?
I don't see why not.
Perfect. Thank you for coming with me.
Thanks for trusting me, Pops.
This is not going well.
What is?
The promise I made to myself that I wouldn't cry until we were at least in the car.
Crying's good for the soul. Had to do it to you. I will be there soon. And I love you.
I love you too.
End of story. Thanks for listening.